Q&A. How can my patriarchal blessing help me make decisions? Note: answers are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine. President Thomas S. Monson said, "A patriarchal blessing is a revelation to the recipient, even a white line down the middle of the road, to protect, inspire, and motivate activity and righteousness. A patriarchal blessing literally contains chapters from your book of eternal possibilities. It is a liahona of light to guide you unerringly to your heavenly home."
Responses from New Era readers. Our personal liahona. Patriarchal blessings are a way that Heavenly Father helps us know our premortal, mortal, and eternal identity. By knowing these three special truths about ourselves, it helps us follow the plan God has for us. We know who we are, why we are here, and where we can be. As the liahona worked according to the faith and diligence of Nephi and his family in following its counsel, we too can be faithful and diligent in following our own liahona and its counsel, which will guide us to our divine potential. Elder Utai, 20, Argentina Salta Mission.
Listen to the Spirit. If you are searching for comfort and guidance, or for an answer to a burning question, you can pray sincerely about it and read your patriarchal blessing with real intent of heart while listening to the Spirit. Searching the Scriptures helps too. I believe that if you do this with real faith, the Lord will answer you in His own time in the best way. Kaziah B. 15, Hawaii, USA.
Promised blessings. Patriarchal blessings tell us what God wants to bless us with. He gives us warnings and explains how we can become more like Him. When we know what Heavenly Father has in store for us and how to get it, we will choose and act accordingly to receive it. Hunter H., 18, Utah, USA.
Heavenly Counsel. My patriarchal blessing gives me counsel from my Heavenly Father. If I follow that counsel, I know I will get revelation on decisions I need to make. He answers some of my questions even before I ask them. Cami H., 16, Utah, USA. An eternal perspective. Whenever I feel clueless in making decisions, I turn to my patriarchal blessing and ponder its divine revelation. And then deciding becomes easy. It not only helps me endure my earthly life and reap promised blessings, but it also reminds me of preparing myself to worthily enter the Lord's kingdom someday. It continually helps me grow in faith, trust the Lord's will, and live with an eternal perspective. Abigail F., 18, Cagayan Valley, Philippines.
Sidebar. Question. As a young woman, should I be more focused on an education and career or on becoming a wife and mother? Answer. We know that the family is central to the Creator's plan and that mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. And we also know that for a variety of good reasons, both men and women have been counseled by prophets to get an education. In addition, we know that many women will either need or want to pursue careers. President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency, has said that for women, the choice is not between either family or education and career. Timing is what we have to choose, he said, and we seek the inspiration of the Lord and the teachings of His servants in doing that. Plan to get an education and plan to have a family. You can also plan to have a career. In all of this, your focus should be on following Heavenly Father's plan and seeking His will. Tell us what you think. What do you say when your friends don't believe that things like the first vision could happen? Send your answer and photo by May 15th, 2018.
End of Q&A. Read by Rena Nelson, Jonah Brooks, and Wesley Nelson.